Thanks for joining us for another awesome message from C3 Church Toronto. Our heart is that these podcasts would be a tool that helps you connect to God. If you need more info on our church, check out our website at www.c3toronto.com. Now grab a coffee and prepare your heart for a powerful word from God.
I know that God is getting ready to speak to us today about the subject of Christ in us. That is what we're studying right now, this series, Christ in Us. And what does this mean? And what does it mean to have Christ in us? And I want to tell you, it means everything. That is the greatest revelation, that Jesus in us is where our identity comes from. It's where our purpose comes from. It draws us right back to exactly who we were created to be. God created you. You need to know that. He loves you. He designed you for a plan and a purpose. And he knows what he's doing right now in this season where everything's changed, this season where the world is different and our routines are different. And I really believe that this is an opportunity for us right now, that when we feel ourselves away from other people and away from relationships, that we can deepen our relationship with Jesus. So that's my prayer for you. So thank you, Jesus, for everybody that's listening today. And I thank you for your word as we dive into your word. And everybody says, amen. Amen. So turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 15, and this is a really famous story about the parable of the prodigal son, or other versions say the parable of the lost son. It's actually the parable of two sons, and we're going to read that here in Luke 15 and verse 11, and then I want to preach about Christ in us from this passage. So there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me a share of my estate, give me my inheritance." So the father divided his property between them. Verse 13, not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and just lived life. He went to a distant country, he squandered his wealth in wild living, and after he had spent everything, do you know that if we take what God gives us away from God, it will run out? Do you know that? After he spent everything and squandered his wealth on wild living, or squandered his wealth on living elsewhere, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out. So he tried to handle things. He tried to handle his own business. He hired himself out to the citizen of the country, sent him, and he sent him in the fields to feed the pigs. And he longed, he was unfulfilled, he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. And so he came to his senses and he said, "Man, how many of my father's," so he starts wrestling with something, "how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. What? This isn't me, this isn't my life. I will set out and go back home, go back to the father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.'" So he starts to think up what he's going to say. "I am no longer worthy." Somebody say that, worthy. "No longer worthy to be called your son. What makes me, make me like one of your hired servants?" So he got up, went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son. He threw his arms around him and gave him a kiss. And the son said to him, "Father, I sinned in heaven against you. I am no longer worthy," there it is again, "to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, quick, get the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And bring a fattened calf and kill it. And let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now is found." And they began to celebrate. And there was another son here, an older son, that saw all this and was jealous and said, "Why are you throwing a party for him? What about me?" And the dad says, "Well, listen, you know, we need to celebrate this because my boy was lost. He was living life away from me, but now he's found and we're celebrating. But there's something else that you need to know." And he was talking to the older son. He's saying, "You got to understand that everything in the house is yours. You can throw a party anytime." And this is Christ in us is the appropriation of our identity. This is so important for you to know who you are in Jesus and what you have. There's two lost sons. The younger one had lost his identity but knew what he had, and he took what God gave him, he took it away from God and it ran out. And then the older son was lost because he knew who he was. He stayed in the house, but he didn't know what he had. He didn't know. And this is someone, this is many Christians all around the world are fattened with preaching and have, we know who we are, but we live far beneath our potential because we don't understand what we have in God. And so in this time of the coronavirus pandemic and everything, I think that what's going on is that God is revealing himself in us. Number one, Jesus is revealing himself in us. Jesus is trying to surface himself in you. He wants you to know him. He wants you to, and out of that, to know yourself, to understand who you are in Jesus. But here's the trick, and this is interesting, is the Bible says that Christ in us is actually a mystery and that it's hidden. And we got to discover it, uncover it. Jesus is like a treasure hidden in the field, the Bible says. And in this time, you and I are invited to an opportunity to hide, to go seek for Jesus. I mean, my kids play hide and go seek all the time. Like Kenzie, she wasn't so good at it. She just wanted to be found and would like just tell everybody where she was hiding. My daughter now, my three-year-old daughter, she's become so stealthy when it comes to hide and go seek. Like we legitimately lose her in the house. We don't know. And then the deal is she wants to be found. And so the journey, you go and find her and whatever, you discover her. And this whole idea of Christ in us and our identity in us, I pray that we would go on a journey and that we would go and seek out what this means. We would seek out the depth of love inside us, that we'd seek out our identity and that it's all there inside us. It's a mystery, the Bible says. Colossians 1 verse 27 says, it says exactly that, the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And in Colossians 3, verse 3 to 4, it says, your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when he appears, when Christ in you appears, then you will also appear. So the goal isn't to find yourself. The goal is to find Christ. That's the goal. And when you discover Christ, you discover you. How good is that? How awesome is that? And here's the opportunity that's right now, because there's an interesting thing happening all around the world, is they're taking satellite images of the fact that because we're all in quarantine, that pollution is disappearing. The carbon dioxide levels are way down, and you can see different parts of the world where what those photos look like even in January of 2020 to what they look like now and how clear the air is. I mean, we'll put up an image right now. This is LA. This is the skyline of LA is just so beautiful. Like we haven't seen LA like this before. There are people like in Venice, the canals in Venice, they can see right through the water because pollution is gone. The clutter is gone. Even people living in India that have been living in the foothills of the Himalayas for three decades, they're saying from their homes, the smog blocked the mountains and they could never see the mountains. But now for the first time in 30 years, they can see the Himalayas. Isn't that crazy that our lives can get so polluted and so cluttered with life that we find that the smog is clouding what is inside us, what is there the entire time. But now the air is clearing and something is being revealed to us that had existed, that was clouded away, that now we can see. And this is awesome. There is a wrestle to this. I mean, our lives can get polluted with so many different things. And the prodigal son, we penalize him and we think, man, that would never be me. I would never go off and live in wild living. I would never squander what God has given me. But we do it all the time. The truth is that you and I do this all the time. Is that whenever we take what God has given us and we just live our lives, We find that relationships come into our lives and the busyness of life pollutes our lives, and then our thinking gets polluted and our spirits get polluted and then all this stuff and all this clutter comes in, and sometimes it takes a severe situation and a wrestle in that severe situation for us to see what had existed the entire time. Do you know that Jesus, if you're a Christian, Jesus is in you the entire time? And maybe this pandemic is an example of the clutter fading away and something being revealed, the treasure, the mystery on the inside of you being revealed that has been there the entire time. This is an exciting thing. And sometimes it takes an extreme circumstance. Sometimes God will use an extreme circumstance. He doesn't necessarily create it. But in order to get us to come to our senses, in order to get us to return home, it might take a severe circumstance. Like, isn't it interesting that it says there was a famine across the whole country? There is an extreme circumstance across our planet right now, and I know that this is a time where God is revealing himself in his sovereignty, that he is revealing himself, that in who he is as a sovereign God, that he is making himself known in our lives. So I want to ask you, because there needs to be a wrestle. The prodigal son was wrestling with something, and that caused him to come to his senses. He was wrestling. I mean, like, he found himself as spent everything, but he was still in need. And he was even looking at what the pigs were eating, and he's wrestling with the idea of eating this food, of consuming something he wouldn't normally consume, of what he wasn't meant to consume. He was wrestling with the idea that, man, where I come from or my identity, and I'm not in that anymore. And he was wrestling with the idea of creating a speech to try and make his life right with God. I mean, my question to you today is, well, what are you wrestling with? Through this pandemic, what's the wrestle that's going on in your life? Some of us might be wrestling with loneliness. Some of us might be wrestling with fears. Some of us might be wrestling with tension in our home, with self-control and realizing, man, like, the fruit of the Spirit is not totally there in my life. Some of us might be wrestling with our thought life, with schedule change, with the feeling of being out of control, feeling overwhelmed. Even some of us might be wrestling with our identity as a Christian. Like, am I really that strong of a Christian? I don't know. And this wrestle, when we find ourselves, it takes us to a place to question, where does our fulfillment come from? Where does our hope come from? And the good news is, if we come to our senses, that we might actually turn back to Jesus. And that is an awesome thing, because the prodigal son, when he comes to his senses, his eyes are open. He can see clearly, the pollution is cleared, and Jesus reveals himself. Jesus, the Father, he just gets this revelation, and the revelation that Christ is in you, he's always been there, his love is always there, it has never faded, it is never gone. Maybe the truth is that we've stifled it, or we've put so much clutter and pollution in our life that we couldn't see it clearly, but now Jesus is being revealed. So what's the wrestle? So my Connect Group question in point one is, what areas are you wrestling with in life right now? Like, let's just talk about the wrestle. Let's talk about some of the questions we have. Let's talk. What feels uncomfortable to you? What feels dislodged to you? Because I bet that in that very specific circumstance, that it's an opportunity for Christ, for the mystery to be revealed in that thing. God is trying to reveal something to you. Let's uncover it. Let's discover the mystery in the name of Jesus. Amen. So listen, but we're not meant to stay in the wrestle. So point two is, just go to Jesus. Just go to Jesus. I bet the prodigal son thought, man, I can get out of this. I can work really hard. Man, if I just work hard enough, if I just earn it, but the good news about him is, he realized, and the point of this parable is, he was never meant to make it right. He just needed to go home. Go back home. Go to the home of God in your heart. Go to where God resides. If you're in something, if you're wrestling with something, if you're going through something, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. We can be so hard on ourselves, and I want to encourage you to just give yourself a break. The prodigal son started writing this huge speech, and he said this in his speech twice. He says, I'm not worthy to be a son. Are you kidding me? I can't. We do this as Christians. I couldn't imagine that if Noah was my son, my 6-year-old son, if he was naughty in a day, and then he like let himself out of the house, and he's like, hey dad, and I'm like, what are you doing, Noah? And he's like, hey dad, you know, I know you're disappointed with my behavior. I'm disappointed with my behavior. I've just let myself out. I'm not worthy to be a son in this family. That Noah needs to understand that my love is unconditional for him. There might be some things that he does that I'm not totally stoked about, but there is nothing that he will ever do that will disqualify him of the worth that he has in our family, of the love that is his in our family, of the inheritance that he has in our family. He is my son. He has always been my son before he even breathed one single breath. And that's the truth about you and I, is that we can find ourselves lost for all intensive purposes. We can find ourselves even on Sunday feeling great, feeling like our identity in Jesus is strong, but we can become prodigal even through the week. Through the week, we can find ourselves lost in a train of thought or lost condemning ourselves and thinking, man, what should I say to God in order to feel worthy again? Your worth in Christ has got nothing to do with what you do. This is the point, is Jesus in you. Your worth in Christ is not based on your action. Your worth in Christ is based on who he is, on who he is. That is the good news about the gospel, and that's the good news about our identity in him. He's not the father. You got to understand about the father. He wasn't there to condemn his prodigal son. He wasn't waiting at the end of the driveway, waiting for the prodigal son to come home to, like, you know, make him feel horrible and say, yeah, that's right, you have to serve 5 years for everything that you... Like, no, it wasn't about that. He was waiting at the end of the driveway. And the Bible says while the son was still a long way off, the father runs to him. I just see him dropping whatever's in his hands at that moment and just bolting to his son, because his lost son had finally come home. He wraps his arms around him and he kisses him. And listen, God is not looking to condemn you and I and give us what we deserve. He's not looking to give you what you deserve. He's looking to restore to us the thing, the inheritance that we never earned in the first place. You never earned your place in God in the first place, but we can walk away from it. And we can lose it, and we can cloud it out with pollution. God is looking to restore who you are, who you were always created to be, and it's got nothing to do with what you do, with what you say, with what speech you can make up, with what actions you think you can do that will impress God. It's got everything to do with who God is and that he lives in you. How good is that? How good is that? That's our inheritance. That's our inheritance in God. And so here's what he does, is he throws a robe around him, he throws a ring on his finger, and he puts sandals on his feet. And the wrestle, if you're wrestling with sin, you need that robe. The Bible says it's the best robe. And I don't know what you're wrestling with, but there are some people watching this, and through this time, through this pandemic, you have found yourself wrestling with sin, wrestling with temptation, wrestling and giving yourself to things where you've felt prodigal, you've felt lost, you've condemned yourself, and this sin in you, this darkness in you, you found yourself and you're like, man, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. Why? I feel like I'm disappointing God. I don't want to disappoint God. And this wrestle of sin in you, you know what you need to do? You don't need to make it right. You need to receive the best robe. It's the robe of salvation. It's the forgiveness that clothes us. It's what Jesus did. That's the robe of righteousness. That is Christ. Christ is trying to reveal to you that he is Savior. That is what he's trying to do. Or maybe there's some people, and what you've been wrestling with is what the ring represents. With you're in this time and the world's changed and you feel weak and powerless. You feel out of control, and you hate on yourself and condemn yourself because you're like, man, you know, money's gone out of your life, and you don't have the normal relationship support network that you would normally have, and you're feeling quite powerless, and thoughts of darkness and anxiety and fear have come in your life. Well, the ring represents authority. And the enemy is trying to come at your life and to try and tell you that you've got nothing and you don't have what it takes. But you know what? He's kind of right. You don't have what it takes, But that's not the point. The focus isn't on you. It's on Jesus. It's Christ in you. And when he puts that ring on you, they used the ring in that time. They would stamp it in wax. And that ring would represent, it would represent authority. It would represent the family's name. It would represent the power that you carry because Christ is seated on the throne. What that means, and in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, it says this. It says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy." Do you know that you carry this same authority, the same power that Jesus, when he rose to the Father in heaven, that he's seated, he's not stressing out on the throne. He's taken all dominion and all authority and back. And it says in Luke 10:19 that nothing shall hurt you, that nothing can hurt you. And whether you feel weak or powerless right now, maybe Jesus is trying to reveal in you, Christ in you, that all authority and all power and no darkness can come against your life. Nothing will touch your family. Nothing will touch your kids. Nothing can touch your life because Christ in you means all the resurrection power resides in you. Coronavirus cannot touch you, that you are healed and set free from that in the name of Jesus, the power of the ring. The power of the rings. My mind thought about Lord of the Rings for a second there. I just got excited. But sandals on your feet. Sandals on your feet. So robe, the robe of salvation, the ring of authority, and sandals on your feet. This sandals are what children of what sons and daughters would wear. In that day, slaves didn't wear sandals. It's what separated you, meaning that you are sons of God, daughters of God. So if you're wrestling right now with identity, if you're wrestling with confusion, if you're wrestling with, man, purpose, the future, I don't know what my future holds, and you're wrestling with, man, I feel confused, disillusioned, I don't even know about my purpose or if I'm doing the right thing, and therefore you condemn yourself because then you feel like, man, who am I? How do I count? How do I make a difference? Do I even matter in this life? Maybe that's your wrestle here today. Well, I want to tell you that your identity, you don't need to go and find your identity. You need to find Jesus. Just go to Jesus. And he will put these shoes of purpose on your feet. When you know him and who he is, you know you and who you are, and therefore you know your purpose. You know your future is bright and you have hope in him, and God just infuses destiny in your life. And that is what the Father ran out to give his Son. He ran out to restore everything that the Son never earned in the first place. It was funny, we think he took his inheritance and squandered it all and he could never get it back. You know, it doesn't matter how bad you've been or how far away from God that you feel, that God can, in a moment, can restore everything back to you. And that's the power of Christ in you. That's the power of Jesus in you. So the first Connect Group discussion was about what we're wrestling with. And we're going to go deep today. The second Connect Group discussion, I want us to discuss, what does it mean to be a child of God? What does it mean to be a child of God? Let's talk about that. Let's unpack that a little bit. What does it mean? What does that mean for your life? To be a child of God. And point three is, let Christ come alive in you. At the end of this passage, it says, well, he was lost and now he's found, but it also says that he was dead and now he's alive. Some of us, when we are without Jesus, we are dead to who we really are. We're dead to who we were created to be. And you can never earn your way to coming alive in Jesus. That we will remain in a place of wrestle. We will remain in a place of hopelessness if we are constantly trying to earn our way back to God. The way to come alive, and this is what God is trying to do. You know, whether you believe it or not, through this season, he is trying to bring us to life. He is trying to cause us to come alive to our identity, to who we were created to be in a whole brand new way. I'm believing that people through this time, it will be like you've gone through an upgrade. Yeah, the pollution is cleared and we're seeing Jesus clearly, maybe for the first time, or maybe we're remembering and we're being reminded and we're coming back home to God. Whatever it is, that you would come out of this time better than the way that you went into it, that you are going, you know, kind of like the Easter story, that Jesus went into the grave and he died and he came out alive, resurrected. I believe that what we're going to see is we're going to see people fall back in love with Jesus in a whole new way, discover Christ in their lives in a whole new way, and come out of this season like transformed, like resurrected, like things that you used to deal with before this time, before the pandemic, that out of this thing, you will be free from it. Why? Not because you did anything, not because you earned anything, but because Christ came alive in you. That is the point of this message, and that's the point of this series, is Christ is revealing himself to us. And he might be doing it through a wrestle, but the result of it is that you will come alive to a revelation of who Jesus is. And when our eyes are open and when we see him like we've never seen him before, when we own him like we've never owned him before, when we understand who he is like we've never understood it before, it will change our lives forever. This is the good news. This is the mystery revealed. It's the hope of glory that already resides, already exists in you. Do we know who we are in Jesus? This is very exciting. Colossians 3 says, your life is hidden with Christ in God. I read this out earlier. And when Christ, who is life, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear. This is happening right now. So the last Connect Group discussion is, we first talked about the wrestle, we second talked about what it means to be a child of God, and the last thing is, what is Jesus revealing to you right now? What's he trying to reveal to you? What's he trying to make known in your life? How are you coming alive all over again through this time? Hey, listen, we can all drift, okay? We can all have moments where we feel a little lost. You don't necessarily have to be like a crazy bad person or anything, but the truth is anyone distant from the Father, anyone that doesn't have God in their lives is missing out from who they were created to be, is lost. And I want to encourage you that if that's you here today, if you're someone and you're recognizing in this, man, I don't have Jesus in my heart. Or maybe you once did have Jesus, but you know that your life isn't where it should be with him. You know that it's not right with him. What we're going to do right now at the end of this service is we're going to pray a prayer. And it's a prayer that invites God into your life. It's a prayer that rededicates your life, that recommits your life to him. It's a prayer that will free you from the wrestle, that will free you from the darkness, that will free you from anything that you're going through where you don't feel hope. And it's a prayer that makes your life right with God, where you are where you're meant to be. And he will restore your world. He will redeem your world. He will forgive your world. And he will cause you to come alive in a whole new way. So if that's you, if you're someone here watching this, wherever you are, and you would like to pray that prayer, I want you to look at the comment section and just click the little button that says, I'm raising my hand. I'm raising my hand for Jesus, and that's you saying that you want to be included in this prayer. So just go ahead, and if that's you, click that right now. And just repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you that you died on a cross for my life. Forgive me, make me new, and help me follow you as my Savior and my Lord. I thank you that you are my Father and I am your child. In your name, Jesus, amen. 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 I'm so proud of you. If you're one of those people that made that decision, Jesus coming into your life, he coming into your heart, that you need to understand that all of hope has just come into your world, that you have everything that you need in Jesus, Christ in you. This is such good news, and we're celebrating with you. And just like in this story, that when the prodigal came home, there was a massive party, that was thrown. There is a party that's being thrown right now with your name above the door. That God loves you, that he's celebrating with you, and he's so excited about your future. And no matter how dark and grim things may feel right now, that there is hope in Jesus. Amen.